sometimes I forget. Perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast, the podcast that helps you love your actual life so that you don't need to run away from home. We believe that perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Today, we're throwing it back old school to everyone's favorite show. No offense, Kate. Problem solved.
Hey, I'm here now.
That's true. Maybe that's why it's everyone's favorite.
All
right.
Stop. So it's just a general problem solved about general life, general problems.
Generally
yeah.
All right. I want to thank these ladies for joining us since our last episode. We have Amanda, Ann Thornton, Anna Wiley, Debbie Huckleberry, Hannah Williams, Holly Griebenaw, Just Jamie, Jordan Brink, Katie.
That is you.
No, this one, she definitely has her own name. Katie Higginbotham. There she is.
Oh, yeah. I know that name.
Do you?
Well, I don't know if I know her, but I know I've definitely been, I feel like I've talked to her. Okay. I should keep those things to myself if I can't pinpoint the relationship. Okay. My bad.
She knows the Higginbothams. Kim Silwinski, Courtney Moody, Laura Jean Knapp Zeiger, Natalie, and Nicole Edwards. Thank you guys for being here.
Yay. Welcome to the club.
All right. So let's talk problem solved. I got one in my email. Emily, you specifically have talked about this. Jill Selman emailed and said she wants to find good music for her 11-year-old who is now over, what's that, Kids Bop?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really hard to find pop music, stuff with a good beat that is not only not explicit, but also not completely suggestive.
Yeah.
So I started a playlist on Spotify, and it is called Beats for Young Girls. Is that title confusing?
Well, I did think you meant beating young girls, but then maybe that's just me.
Well, that's what it's tentatively titled, and we'll put a link to it. And
if the authorities are alerted and they let us know that's a problematic title, we will change it.
So you guys can add to it, and it's public.
Oh, what a good idea. You can do that on Spotify, like have a collaborative playlist?
I just did it.
Wow.
I didn't know, but I can't solve this problem, but I think if we just put our minds together, we can all find good music.
I love that.
Okay, can I say, just speaking of beats for young girls, because you guys both like Taylor Swift so much, I'm trying to see about liking her too.
Yeah.
That song, You Need to Calm Down, I love it.
It is.
It makes me so happy.
You just want to sing it to your kids when they're, like, going crazy.
And all of my patients. You need to take several seats. That's my favorite line.
Yeah.
There's so many good one-liners in there. That is a good song.
One thing about the playlist is you can find a song like that. So say you're listening. I don't even know if that's 100% appropriate. But say you pop that into a playlist. It will give you suggestions underneath of it, like songs that are similar to that. Every time I'm hearing a new song, I'm like, is this appropriate? Would Lane like it? I'm always thinking about Lane.
And you do, and you send them to me, and I really appreciate it. That's so sweet.
Because that's tricky. Music is so important. I mean, I spent so many hours every day laying in my bed, listening to music, feeling my feelings.
For sure. Nobody better put Genie in a Bottle on this playlist.
Yeah.
I'll take it off.
Teenage Rebecca would have put it on.
Yeah, I would have.
Okay. Any other problems you guys felt feelings about? Emily, maybe we can talk about this one. How do I set boundaries with someone that's suicidal?
It is really tricky with someone who has mental health because some people will take as much as you'll give, and then you find yourself in the same boat they were in. Gosh, you need to just make sure that they're safe as best that you can. Sometimes, though, I hate to say this, but it does feel gamey sometimes, like they're doing it just to get a reaction out of you. And so we're always talking about the importance of like having a counselor yourself. Encourage them to have a counselor. You can only do what you can do to get them the resources that they need. And then they're the ones who have to take their medicine, see a counselor, use coping skills that they have. Maybe you can talk to them once a week on the phone and you set aside 30 minutes or, you know, whatever feels, it's really tricky. I remember when I was first trying to set some boundaries with a family member, probably 15 years ago, it's very hard to know what feels appropriate to you when everything about that relationship feels bad. So it's hard to go, okay, what would I feel okay with in this relationship? Could I talk on the phone every day for 15 minutes? Would that feel good? Or would I? So you've just got to kind of take some steps back, have several seats, and just think about what would you feel like would be a great comfortable for you situation, interaction, amount of time, or even which topics you would feel comfortable talking about. Some people want to process about things that it's just not for you to process with. Like I had a friend in college who wanted to talk to me about some really heavy things, but I was going through some really heavy things. And so I said, I would love to talk to you for right now because of where I am, because of where you are. This topic needs to be discussed with a counselor and we can talk about everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just feeling like what about the relationship is really a problem for you and then setting some clear boundaries for them about what you need to not have happen in that relationship. But that takes processing away from that person and a lot of like self-reflection, but then taking yourself off the hook for if they do self-harm or if they do end up making an attempt on their life, it's not on you for them to be safe. Mm-hmm. It's hard. Doesn't feel good.
What about making sure that you're not the only one shouldering the, you know, like you have a team of people that this person's also going to? Would that be helpful?
That's what's really tricky, though, is like that's not on her, though, to make sure that there's a team of people around the suicidal person.
Right.
I'm not saying that you don't help. Like I had a friend also in college who was struggling with an eating disorder. She ended up passing away, sadly. She would just suck everybody dry and then move on to the next person. And so it was a lot, just like a trail of broken relationships behind her. And so it's just really important to think about yourself. What do you need to do to preserve your sanity in the midst of trying this person? And then, you know, process with this person about what they need to do to be safe. What could they set up for their success? But then ultimately, whether or not they do that is not up to this person asking the question.
Yeah. And it'd probably be good to have that conversation when they're not in a bad place, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It just sounds like a lot of times that this isn't the first time that person's been there. And it's kind of like a thing that I'm thinking of it from a long-term situation you have with this person.
Yeah. I like that idea. Talk about it on a good day. Like, hey, how can we make this work for all of us? Emily, every time I see this book, I feel like you've told me to read it or you've said you've read it yourself. Boundaries, when to say yes, how to say no, to take control of your life. It's a book that's got a pencil drawing a line straight through the center.
It will change your life, that book.
And I feel like it might be good for that person to read it as well. For the person that's going through a hard time, I feel like it's something you could say, hey, let's read this book together and figure out how this is going to work for both of us because I want to be here with you, but also it's really hard and I feel responsible, so let's work on it together.
You can. It can also be really tricky when you're to talk about that book with the person you're trying to have boundaries
with. Okay.
Just, I mean, it kind of depends on the situation. Are they talking on the phone? Like, I had a girl who I was trying to help and whatever, and she would be at my house until like 2 a.m. And it was like not sustainable, but really tricky and very hard to stop somebody who's struggling.
Right.
Even if the struggle goes into the wee hours. Yeah. In the show notes, we'll put a link to like the hotline that you can call if you are suicidal.
That's good.
Okay, so Holly Solomita says her sixth grader came home in tears that she got the worst part in her class play. So let's solve that problem.
That's so hard. Have I told you guys that Jonah is directing and hosting auditions for a virtual version of Hamilton?
Oh my gosh.
That sounds very complicated.
This is Jonah. He like got signups at school. He's looking for a teacher sponsor, but I feel like he's doing it anyways, even if he can't find a teacher sponsor. And he hosts Zoom calls where they had practices for the auditions. People got to sign up for who they wanted to audition for. And then he hosted auditions, and I that's as far as we've gotten so far. But I just love his like, he's auditioning for Hamilton and judging the auditions. So I'm not sure.
Hold it. He's auditioning. He's going to be in it as well.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm seeing this from another perspective of a parent calling me and being like, why did my kid get choir girl too?
Can he open it up maybe to like a poll? Get other people
probably
let yeah. other people vote as well. That might solve the problem, but he could still be the director in right. charge.
The director, yeah.
Is it like an adaptation? I feel like that's going to be. I've never seen Hamilton, but that would be really difficult to do that entire thing as a kid. I'm assuming
for fourth and fifth graders virtually on Zoom. I know. I'm really excited to see how this turns out.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice board choice. I would not necessarily feel excited.
I think half of the fun for him is planning it. You know, I think he won't be disappointed if it never even comes to fruition. And the fact that he and his friends are hanging out on Zoom singing Hamilton songs together as practice, like that's their screen time. I'm not going to mess with it. Let's have practices that's all awesome. Summer, you know.
That's amazing.
So
I really like that. That's neat.
My thought on this girl's problem is if it was my kid, I would say, people that are watching the show are there to be entertained. And so you know that it's the smallest part and you're super bummed about it. They don't know that. They're just waiting for the next person to come on stage and entertain them. Mm. So be the best at your part. Big, small, knock their socks off.
Love it.
It's true. We've all been to plays where the tiniest part stole the show. And that's the only part you remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Especially because if you have fewer lines, you can kill them. The people who have tons of lines, people stop listening after a while.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's good. That's what I like.
And maybe that'll just help hearing it from somebody else, because don't nobody want to hear that stuff from their mom. Your mom says that and you're like, great.
Mm-hmm. And you're the most beautiful little girl in the world.
Yeah.
I think also it would be kind of fun to do a little research on actors who are famous, who were told that they were the worst and who didn't get a bunch of lines. I think that there's got to be a ton of those.
Oh, yeah. Look up like actors' first plays, their first role they ever did. Yeah, that's a great idea.
This year for Father's Day, give your husband or dad a personalized song filled with your favorite memories together. Creating a custom song with Songfinch takes just 5 minutes. First, you visit songfinch.com and you share a few details, select your music genre and style, and they pick the perfect musician and bring it to life. Songfinch works with over 500 professional musicians who range from acoustic pop to country to R&B to folk, so you're sure to get an amazing radio quality song. This is a perfect gift for the dad who has everything. Don't they all? I feel like dads are so difficult to shop for. And don't get your husband another tie he's never going to wear. My husband, every gift I give him ends up in a drawer. He's nice. I just have not figured out how to shop for that guy. Give him something that lets him know how much he means to you. With over 2,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, it's a gift he's sure to love forever. And while it's a great gift for Father's Day, a custom song from Songfinch is perfect for any occasion. You can create a Songfinch as a birthday gift for your best friend, or as a graduation gift for your cousin, or as an awesome anniversary gift for your husband or wife. And I've been holding out on something because Songfinch made an amazing song for my daughter Joni. Do you want to hear it? Is that not the sweetest thing you've ever heard? We have always told Joni that she's the cherry on top of our family because she's just the best part and she completes us. You know I cried when I first heard this song, and I'm tearing up just thinking about it. It's just so sweet. and something that she will have forever. Her little reaction was the best, and she's pretty positive that it was sung by Taylor Swift, so she's kind of on top of the world right now. I will share the reaction. You're gonna love it. Songs are normally $249, but this week they're $50 off, bringing them to $199. Then you use code MSW, and our listeners save an additional $20. So that's a total of $70 off the perfect Father's Day gift or gift for anyone you love for only $179. It's a gift that they'll treasure forever. Visit songfinch.com, that's songfinch.com, and use code MSW for a total of $70 off the perfect gift.
Teresa P546 said that I used to tell them about ridiculous crimes and criminals, and it was hysterical.
She wants
it back. So the problem is she wants it back. I feel like I was trying to do that with fake news, but I didn't think it was fake news, but Katie said it was fake news. So Teresa P, it's kind of Katie's fault.
I discouraged this bad behavior.
It's very funny behavior.
I know. Bring it back. I like it.
When we were growing up, Mom would listen to the radio, and it was called KDKB. And they would have, like, stupid criminals and people who had just gotten caught for doing the dumbest stuff. And I just remember it being the highlight of the drive to school is hearing people be stupid.
Yeah.
And then thinking about how much better you'd do, but really, we probably wouldn't do that much better. So anyway, that's kind of where that came from. So maybe I'll try to bring it back.
Okay.
As long as you're not the one being the ridiculous criminal. As long as we're not reporting on you.
No, yeah, I'm too nervous to do that.
How about this bad habit of biting her nails? Either of you have that habit?
I don't have it. My son has it. I don't know how to solve the problem. They have these things like worry stones. That I'm thinking about trying, just something to do with your hands other than bite them. But also, like, we've tried nail polishes. I've not found any that work.
Even, like, putty. He could play with putty. You're currently biting your nails.
Yeah, I am.
You have your finger in your mouth.
That's insane.
I don't do that. Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Dead air. Dead air directed towards you. I think this person's saying it's them, not their kids.
Yeah. What if what if they tried like the fake, like the press-on nails that you can get at Target or the Red Aspen ones? Oh. I mean, you could try that on your son, but I don't know. It might not go over.
Yeah, I wasn't talking for – I was trying to help your son with the putty.
Okay, I gotcha.
Moms don't have time for putty.
They also have – no, they surely don't. They also have strips that I've seen. I don't know what they're called, but you can you peel the stickiness off the back of them and set them – and it can be something you just, like, press on. It's, like, textured, a tiny little strip.
Do you put them on your nail?
Nope. It's, like, somewhere you just set it maybe on your desk or something. Oh. And so instead of, like, a fidget spinner, it's something that you're feeling the texture of.
Mm-hmm.
You can stick places. I was thinking about just putting that on his pants. I don't know. But that might help this mom. I don't know where she could put it. Moms are always moving about.
I know.
My orthodontist made it to where my teeth don't close, so I can't bite my nails. So I used to bite them until the orthodontist made it to where I can't.
Is that true? You used to bite your nails?
Mm-hmm. So I would say $2,000 set of braces. Bam. Her name is the Thrifty Sister, so I don't think that she'll go for that plan.
That's such a cute name. So I have a friend who still bites her nails, and she noticed on a trip home that it's all on her mom's side. They all bite the same area. All of them.
Hold it. She just noticed this trend, or she also knows that it's research-based genetic?
She just noticed it. No, it's not research-based. It's personal research.
Fake news.
It's not fake news. Yep. What are the freaking odds, though? They all do it on the same hand, the same way.
That's interesting.
Isn't it?
You know what's genetic that I think is crazy, other than cilantro tasting like soap? Walking outside and sneezing when you're in the sun is genetic. Isn't that crazy? Do you do that, Rebecca?
No.
Oh, okay. So I do. When I walk out, like walk out of a store into a sunny day, I sneeze. So does Lane. We're not even related. So I thought it was really weird.
If you're trying to back up that theory, I need to tell you that she's adopted.
Oh, man. What a way to find out.
I'm so sorry to break it to you.
No, but anyway, it's genetic and it just feels normal in our family because I think most of us do it, but it's genetic.
I don't know if I believe either of you. Let's move on.
Okay. Sarah Elizabeth XOXO says she'd like to work part-time so that she can be with her baby more, but she's not sure if it's going to happen. What we don't know, though, is if she's currently working full-time and she wants to step down to part-time, or if she wants to get a part-time job. Sounds like she's working full-time.
Full-time, yeah, so be with her baby more.
So what about that, Rebecca?
She needs to start a conversation with wherever she's working, because maybe that's an option and she just doesn't think it would be an option, but maybe working, or maybe she could work from home part-time and then go into wherever she is for the other part-time if they don't want to cut her hours. You can make that happen. I mean, I don't know if she's the sole breadwinner and she needs this full-time job. You could leave that job and find another job that's a part-time gig, like working at Hallmark, or, you know, like something.
Hallmark?
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I know. Like, what a very specific.
My mom worked at Hallmark part-time, so.
Most people can work at Hallmark like this today.
Yeah, exactly. Like some part-time. And it's better than like McDonald's. I'd rather work at Hallmark than McDonald's, you know.
For sure. If your employer's down with it and it's a conversation then you have to have at home, just work backwards. What do you need to be able to work part-time?
Exactly. Yeah.
And didn't, Rebecca, you change insurance and you found all kinds of extra money?
Yeah, car insurance. You're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Switch to Geico. Go to Purple Heart Realty. Work backwards. Check out Hallmark. That was awesome.
Problem solved.
We're so good at this.
I want to take a moment to thank Qubo AI for sponsoring this week's episode. Qubo AI is the first smart baby monitor to apply AI detection to baby's sleep, safety, and memories. Let me tell you a little story. Sit back, relax. Here we go. Once upon a time, there was a new mom who couldn't sleep, wondering if her baby was breathing. Does this story sound familiar? We all have been there. This particular story is about a like-minded mom named Joanne. She had the same fears we all do, and then found her infant son with a bib over his face in his crib. It dawned on her that there was nothing out there to help. Years later, this techie mom of two, Joanna Lynn, is the co-founder of Qubo AI Smart Baby Monitor and is helping parents around the world keep their babies safe and sleep better at night, all while capturing the memories of these precious years. You can turn on lots of different safety notifications, like their covered face or if they roll over, and danger zone alerts, like if they get stuck in the crib railing, doors, if they're about to fall down the stairs. And this monitor provides crisp HD video quality day and night. The picture is the clearest I have ever seen. It's really amazing. I couldn't believe that there was even a lullaby feature, or you can just turn on the white noise to help your baby sleep. There is temperature and humidity detection. It's smart home compatible, and it even tracks your baby's sleep. You can share milestone videos with up to 8 different people, so loved ones can feel close even when they're far away. Is there anything that this monitor can't do? In addition, it's the cutest little bird shape I have ever seen. It's going to coordinate perfectly into your nursery decor. So go to getqubo.com and use my code MSW for $10 off your purchase. That's getqubo.com, code MSW.
Ideas for consistent parenting during grief and trauma. My temper gets away from me too often. I don't think that anything is going to be consistent during grief. That's my hot take. That's my fresh perspective from being in it.
Yeah. I think that something in our culture that is missing, just this one thing, we've got everything else nailed down, just kidding, is something visual that lets everyone around us and ourselves know that we're grieving. Mm. A lot of cultures, they'll like wear black for a year, or they'll do a thing, and we don't do a thing. We just try to power on through and figure it out and just like try to get over it is what we try to do.
Yeah.
And we're not over it. I mean, I see a plant and I start crying and I'm like, this is strange. Oh, wait, my mom just died, you know? And so I think that maybe put something, sounds like such an old lady thing to do, but like wear a special brooch. I don't know why that's the only thing that came to
go to Hallmark.
Go to Hallmark, wear a brooch. Even visually in your home, if you're in your kitchen a lot or whatever, put up something out of place and out of the norm or whatever, something that will remind you, I am in a state of grieving. Things are not normal right now. Just to remind yourself, because then you can have more grace on your kid. Because they're also, even though they grieve differently and they may not bring it up, they're also grieving a loss of at least normal, mm-hmm. even if that's all it is.
Even just a loss of the way that mom used to act. I mean, things are different now.
Definitely.
Let's start a movement because that's so key. I forget. So just for example, like you guys are grieving and I forget that a lot as your friend, mm-hmm. you know, like because mm-hmm. I remembered it when your mom was sick a lot and I remembered it yeah. when your mom mm-hmm. died and I remembered it when I was watching the funeral. And then after that, I was just like, okay, it's over, you know, and resolved. Like not because mm-hmm. I don't care, but because
sure.
I forget because the visual reminders are not there for me. Watching your lives. And yeah. mm-hmm. gosh, that would be so helpful just as friends, like to, or just as a society to be like, wow, that person's grieving. They just like flipped me off in traffic. Oh, they've got the bumper sticker that's saying like they just lost somebody in life, you yeah. know? Like,
yeah.
I wish I knew what it could be, but all I can think of is a teardrop tattoo. And I feel like that's where right I've been here. Taken.
Yeah.
Has a different meaning.
Why is everyone run away from me? They think I'm a murderer.
A purple heart tattoo where the teardrops will go. It needs to be on your face.
Yeah, it
does. I know. See, I love a tattoo, but I'm anti the face tattoo. I don't know.
Okay.
Call me conservative.
We'll workshop that.
So I think she can just remind her kids too, like, oh, I'm sad. I'm really sad. And I, you know, that's coming out in different ways. And I'm so sorry that it's coming out in anger sometimes. And I'm just sad. Yeah. Are you sad? How do you act when you're sad?
Yeah.
What about this one by Mrs. Annie Brown, the after school meltdown with elementary kids?
Oh my gosh.
Super have that. My daughter, I have a really long driveway and I can see her coming up the driveway. And it's like, it's one of two things. She's running up, so excited to tell me something, or she's crying the whole way up the driveway. It's every day. So I don't know if it's the transition. I don't know what it is. It's not that school's so bad. It's the hardest part of the day for me. The transition mm-hmm. from quiet house to
for sure.
Everyone's here.
And crying house.
Crying house. Multiple energies coming at you after mm-hmm. no energies have come at you is very hard for moms mm-hmm. too. So what I've done is I have them drop everything at the door. Backpacks, masks, shoes, clothes, naked.
What?
Well, because they take a shower after school because we're like, get those germs off of you.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, that is a real, like, we want to shed literally everything.
We're stripping everything.
Maybe you don't make everybody get naked. I don't know if you got teenagers. I don't know your deal. But I have taken the chore of, I will take everything from you. Let me have your backpacks. Let me have all of your stuff. You just talk. I'm going to accept the meltdown while I'm doing something nice for you. So you come home, give it all to me, and then go away. And I'm going to go away. And everyone's going to have their own quiet time after this explosion of energy. I don't know if that's helpful, but that's what we
do. That's so smart.
Because I know I'm going to go to my room right now after this, do some journaling, and they're going to go and be on screens.
Naked?
I keep my clothes on. But they go off and be naked, yes.
But they go off take their shower.
They go off, take a shower, and then begin their home time.
Yeah.
And their home time involves some screens.
Oh, yeah.
That's like how they decompress after school.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so compassionate. I love that.
Really?
I love that you're prepared for it and they know that they can do that. I love that.
It's a really crappy time of day.
Yeah.
Porter doesn't do that after school. He loves school. He literally just drops his backpack and goes outside and joins his street gang.
I love that.
So it's kind of a different situation.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say mine completely melt down, but I feel the energy shift for sure. Like they all come in the car. We do school pickup. So my meltdown is the drive home time, my meltdown time. And they're just like either talking or yelling, or it's just a massive shift. I have no solutions except that.
Sometimes they're hungry. I mean, they're hungry and tired.
Yeah.
Most likely. And so maybe provide snacks and have them find. I love what Lynn from Connected Family says. Have them go to a place that feels comfortable to them in the house with a snack and then just think about the day.
Yeah.
Or have them read a book or have them journal or have them do something that they would love to do that they haven't been able to do all day.
Yeah.
With a snack.
I think that's a great idea. Save the thing that they really want to do for that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or the snack that they don't normally get to have for that time.
That's really good.
And make everybody get naked.
Well.
Yes.
I stand firm on that.
Okay. This one will be really quick. Market Phillips. I worry I'm not enjoying my children, boys 4 and 2, enough and will miss them when they're older. And I think the fact that she took the time to even write that means she is enjoying them. The fact that she's worried about not enjoying them, you're doing it right. Problem solved. Don't worry about it.
I think so, too.
It is very hard to enjoy that age of people 24/7.
100%. Yeah.
Look at them. They're not even enjoying themselves. I have to say, I'm going to spend some time with this person, and I'm not going to tell them to do a blessed thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to correct. I'm not going to suggest. I'm just going to be with them in the same space.
And I think take a lot of pictures and videos, because if you're afraid you're going to miss the stage, you can all, like, you've captured him somehow. You know, you can look back on him later. Yeah. I love looking at my kids when they were like age two. I did not love being in that stage, but now that they're 11, I'm like, oh, look how sweet you were.
Yes.
You know.
And I say, put those pictures up in your house. Put the funny pictures up. Everybody wants the perfect family picture up. And I used to want it too. And my very favorite ones are the pictures that are the outtakes. Those should be in the biggest frames. Cause that's life.
Yeah.
Like, that's living. When I one time found the perfect, you know, when they're little enough at that age, you get to choose their Halloween costume. I had a costume I found that was a giraffe, and I felt like it was the perfect costume for a porter. And when I got it, I woke him up. He woke up from his nap. I put him in that giraffe costume, and he hated it. And he cried the whole time. And so I have a framed picture of a crying giraffe. And just yesterday, we were all laughing at how amazing it was. And Porter even said, I wish I had that costume back. I sure hated it right then. But I don't know. I say frame those weird pictures.
Yeah. So you want to do Give Me Life, Kill Me Softly?
Yeah.
Can we save some of these? Because I feel like there's a lot of really good ones. Maybe this could be like a once a month.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Problem Solved.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So let's do that.
Okay. Giving me life, killing me softly. Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
So I was under the impression up until this week that we were going to be moving houses soon. And so I've been looking on Zillow. You know how much I love to look on Zillow. I've talked about this before.
You do.
But recently I've been looking on Zillow a little bit more personally, as if this house could be mine. And I know it probably won't, because the market is ridiculous right now. Just like how many people are bidding on houses. And have you seen the one where they're like bidding on an apple? Like the skit where it's like, I've got this apple for sale, and the apple ends up going for like $100 or something. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Anyways, Neil is such the wise counselor all the time. And he's like, I really think we need to wait another year. I think we need to wait until we can buy a house that's not, we don't have to pay more than it's worth, which I get that. So maybe things will calm down in a year. He thinks it's because lumber is so expensive. So people aren't building houses right now. So they're trying to buy houses. And so it's just crazy, which is good news because we need to sell our house too. So our house might go for more than it's worth, but then we also need to buy one. Anyway, so I'm just bummed because I'm looking forward to a change. And now I have to learn to be content for a whole nother year. And that just stinks.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Sorry.
So.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I do feel like it's the right decision, but I love moving, and we don't have a reason to move. I should be very grateful that we don't have to, you know, but sometimes I feel like I'm stuck in a prison. Like nobody's making me move, and that will never happen. Neither of us have jobs that are going to transfer us anywhere. And so if we're going to move, it has to be our own decision. And I just feel like there's always going to be a reason not to. Like it's a pain, you know? So are we ever, or are we just stuck here forever? I don't know.
Yeah. It will shift. The market will shift. It won't be forever, but that is very disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe stay off Zillow.
I know, but it's so fun. I do need to stay off Zillow.
Look in San Diego. I mean, seriously, because I'm avoiding it. Please find me a house.
Okay.
And what's killing you softly?
Killing me softly. At work, we are transitioning to a new electronic medical record. So we have to teach every nurse how to use it. And that is a big task. What's killing me softly about it, though, is I have to talk for like 5 hours in a row because I teach the first part. It's very long. And so it's just a lot of training. But that's not what's killing me softly. What's killing me softly is the donuts and the pizza and the Olive Garden being catered in. Like there's so much food that has to, and they are all enjoying it for one day. but I have to be at every training, so I'm enjoying it a lot. And I'm my pants don't fit. Nothing fits anymore. And so it's killing me softly. And I start off the day going, you know, my resolve is strong. And then after I've talked for 5 hours, I just dive into the lasagna.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what is happening?
That's pretty nice that they bring in catering.
It is nice.
Not to find the positive. Look, that's crap. Too much Zuppa Toscana. Like, you can't take anymore. I get it.
That's a great soup. We're not getting that soup. We're getting fettuccine Alfredo and, you know, pizzas and all that stuff.
Breadsticks.
So. Yeah, blueberry donuts. I can't not do right. that. Stop it.
Right.
So anyway, that's all.
You just need to do, like, as you're teaching, just jumping jacks at the same time. So, like, you will have earned it. You know,
it's true.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Just a lot of pacing.
Yeah,
just it'll be more casual.
Fast walking.
Yeah. All right. What's killing me softly is I'm just wondering if you guys have this. When I sort my laundry into a million different piles, because that's how I like to do things. That laundry episode was very controversial. Most people don't sort laundry. I'm finding out. Whatever. Enjoy your gray towels. But when I'm sorting laundry, are there clothes that your family has that you just wish you could burn? Because I have pieces every week that I'm washing. I'm like, I freaking hate these pants. I want to get rid of them, but everybody would know that it was me.
Can you just, I just hide them for a while and see if they ask for them.
Put them in the bottom of the drawer?
No, in my drawer. Like, not even a place they can find them. Yeah. I do this only with things that are, like, way too holy.
Okay.
Like, have holes in them that I just, it's embarrassing.
Too close to the good Lord.
Yeah. It's embarrassing that they're wearing
way
them.
Too holy.
Not necessarily like, oh, I hate that color. I feel like that's something I would just need to get over because they like that color.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, embarrassing for them and you, I hide it and see if they ask for it. Or it's got a stain on it.
I just throw it away.
This is like a transition step for you. Like, you're going to get rid of it, but first you want to just keep it around in case they ask for it.
There's a specific pair of sweatpants that Jonah loves. He just loves them. We haven't been able to find a replacement for them. They're torn up. So I have hidden them currently, Jonah. If you're listening, they are hidden. You haven't asked for them yet. And if you don't ask for them, I'm going to throw them away. Yeah, it's a transition.
Yeah.
I think for me, I just throw away the ones that have holes because we just get new ones. But it's not like they're special.
Their
pair
favorite.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are just the pieces? Are they more that you just don't like the style of them?
Big boy got some new pants. They're brand new and they're hideous. And I'm like, I can't see you in these every weekend of our lives.
What's hideous? Is it just like the cut of it or the color?
They're very, he doesn't listen, but it's rude. They're very comfortable. Like sweatpants, but they're very baggy and they're very on him all the time. And I really can't look at them anymore.
I thought you were talking about your
handsome.
Kids.
So did
no,
I.
He's getting more handsome every day. It's very annoying, but I can't freaking stand these pants and I want to get rid of them, but they're brand new and he will know because he goes for them every weekend. And I mentioned casually, like, no on those. And he's like, whatever. And I'm like, not whatever. Seriously, I'm
going to
burn them in a fire.
Okay, don't separate your clothes for a while. See if they get stained pink.
I like it. Dye them pink.
Oh, that's hard.
They're his
that's
comfortable it. Pants. He's been working hard all week. Why can't he be in sweatpants on the weekend?
He's got some other sweatpants that I'm like, dang, those sweatpants look good on you. Like, it's not. It's the pants. They're awful.
I've got to see a picture of yes, how bad please, these pants could be. He's, like, so stylish.
Snap a picture this weekend.
Okay, but I will only send it to you guys. I can't blast him.
No, for sure. Yeah,
can't it's just, blast
it
pants.
Won't be in the show notes. It can't be.
Okay.
It can't be.
I love sending mail. Getting mail even better. Brightbox is completely customized happy mail. Their whole deal is to lift, love, and serve others easily and affordably. They send sunshine one box at a time. How cute is that? I sent a Brightbox to my little niece who lives out of state. She had been begging her mom to put her into dance, and she's been working her booty off and has a recital coming up.
I won't be able to go. I just want her to feel important and know that I'm thinking of her and I'm cheering her on. The box that I picked for her is so adorable. It's specifically for tweens and it's got stuff in there to pamper herself. And she loved it. I think she just felt really important and special to get something in the mail for herself. With Brightbox, you can easily brighten someone's day starting at $5. And there's so many different meaningful, fun boxes to pick from. So you pick your box, you pick a card, you type a little note, and that's it. They take care of all the hassle and their day is made. Free shipping on all products. No more going to TJ Maxx, picking out a bunch of stuff, making your own basket, going to the post office, shipping it. Oh my gosh, a lot of work. And then it kind of ends up getting really expensive. You know what I mean? I think this is a really great way to affordably send someone some love in the mail. You can use code MSW, all lowercase, and get a free add-on in your box. Go to brightboxes.shop and use the code MSW. That's brightboxes.shop, code MSW, and use code MSW, all lowercase, to get a free add-on in your box. Head to brightboxes.shop to send some sunshine today and thank those you love for being a blessing in your life.
Rebecca, what's giving you life?
I got my medicine filled for my anxiety and depression. And I know that they say it takes a couple weeks to kick in, but I literally felt a change like that day. So am I making this up in my head? I don't know. But it just feels like I have some separation, just a tiny bit of like room to move before I flip out, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
In my brain or somewhere up here, I just feel like I've got a little space that things still bother me, but I can control it before I, you know, explode and then get things back under control. So that's feeling great. I do think it might be causing some digestive issues right now. I'm not quite sure. That might go away.
They usually go away after a couple weeks.
Do they?
A lot of the side effects.
I got my second shot and the vaccine on the same day. So it was hard to know what the like side effects were coming from, like which shot. But this digestive stuff has lasted like a whole week or so. So we'll see. Okay. But yeah, I think I'm really glad that I finally just did it. And it was very easy. It was much easier than I thought it would be.
That's awesome. It's not a shot. It's a pill, right?
Yes. On my first pill and my second vaccine on the same day. And I should have not done that just so I could have known what side effects were coming from which.
Second shot was the worst.
Yeah.
Giving me life. Insight development plans. I think I might have already talked about them. But at my job, we have a psychiatrist who, if a patient is persistently not making any progress, this is for kids. I think it'd work for adults, but I'm thinking it's an amazing parenting tool. So when I ask my kids a question, a lot of times they just don't want to talk about it. Like I just discovered some nefarious activities going on the interwebs by a child. And so I asked questions about it and their answer was, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have just the solution for this, an insight development plan. You don't have insight and I'm here to help you develop it in the form of long form essays. And so what we're doing is there's questions that are on this plan and then you write one page for each and you write it out single spaced. She had it down for two pages, but I know my kids would never do that. So this child is going to write one page to answer each question and develop insight. And then we will talk about it together. So I think that we could make one general enough and put it in the show notes because there are just some really good questions. And some of them are asking them questions about their future. Like, what do you like about yourself? Tell us about your future job, your hobbies, your whatever. And so it's more like giving them, why did they do the thing they did? How could we have supported them better? And then it takes them into like casting a vision of a future for themselves.
I like it.
Actual character building.
Yeah. And they have to sit there and do it until they're done. And so we are just not having any fun things. We're not having any technology. We're not having anything until these 9 questions are answered. And when you have to like write to fill up a page, the things that come out, you didn't even know were in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the having to put the pencil to the paper, all that stuff is really, really quite good. And so if you can do that every time that you see a problem that continues on, and they're like, I don't know. Also, if they know that that's coming, if they keep not answering your questions, they're going to be more likely to answer your questions.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's giving me life. It's what's killing my child softly, but I don't be Karen.
I like it. And I think you can also add a snack and a comfortable space. So it's not just like a punishment. It's a, let's work on you.
It teaches them journaling, you know, journaling your feelings and your thoughts and how to do that.
Yeah. But I will say, I have a child who is a master relaxer, and so she needs to not be comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Or she will just be comfortable for the rest of her life and be like, I don't care if I don't ever watch TV again.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, everybody's different.
Right.
So she's sitting on thumbtacks as she's writing. Is that what you're saying?
These were her choices.
Moms, I know that you'd do anything to protect your family, but some of us still don't have a trust or will in place. I thought setting up an estate was for very rich people with mansions and jets, but I was completely wrong. And unfortunately, I learned all about estate planning at a time when that was the last thing I wanted to do. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that I just went through this personally, and I want you to learn from me. Doing this now will save your children tons of time and money. You want this for them. I use trust and will myself, and it was super simple, and I strongly suggest that you add this to your to-do list to secure the future for your family. It is not hard, but it is important. Gain peace of mind at trustandwill.com/MSW and get 10% off plus free shipping of your customized legal documents. Don't wait. Go right now. This is really important. Get 10% off plus free shipping at trustandwill.com/MSW. trustandwill.com/MSW.
All right, what's giving me life is a book. The other day, I was thinking to myself, all right, I have some time. I would love to listen to an audiobook. Well, all my audiobooks are about race, and I know that I should be listening to them, but also that's really hard, and I'm having a hard enough time coping as a person. So I was like, I'm going to let myself off the hook for that, and I'm going to look for a book for me. And it ended up, it's written by a psychologist, both self-help, basically. And she talks about racial issues, too. I was like, please stop.
Love it.
It's called How to Do the Work, this title, Recognizing Your Patterns, Healing from Your Past, and Creating Yourself. And I was like, oh, get that book. Get that book. It is so good. And it's got a lot of journal prompts. It's really good.
So you're listening to it. You're not reading it.
I'm listening to it, but I'm also pausing and like writing things as I listen to it.
So are you actively listening, like as if you would sit down and read a book, you're not doing anything else?
Taking a bath.
Okay.
Cutting the grass. So I am actually listening to it while I do stuff, but I'll, there's a thing on Audible where you can bookmark pages. And I think write notes or something. There's a way that I'm stopping what I'm doing to make notes on it. I don't sit down and read a book, which is why I can't get it in book form.
Yeah.
But it's working for me.
I want that book.
I do not.
She does not want any part of that book.
Oh, why? What
I don't know. When you read the title to me, it was just, I feel like I can't do anything that takes thought right now. In life.
Oh, I get that.
So I just want escapism type things.
Oh, I totally get that. Yeah. I am in a place where I don't really, like I was saying a while back when I was in a really dark week, I can't sort my thoughts out. And so this is helping me sort my thoughts out. So I know that's not for everybody. All right. So I'm going to quickly read an iTunes review from A Sweet Strung. This one came from KK Says 27. She said if she could give it 6 stars, she would. I feel like it's a catch up phone call with your best friends, only you just get to listen in. I will address that. But there was also a smiley face at the end, so she's not like mad about it.
Sure.
This trio will make you wish you could be in the room with them chatting over a cup of tea or coffee or a verb bar. Discussing all that life has tossed your way in the last few weeks. We all want to struggle well, no matter our role in life. This is an excellent place to come for encouragement, honesty, and a lot of laughs. So thank you for that. If you want to leave us a review, we would love that. Look for the Share the Struggle link in the show notes, and you might end up right here on the next episode. So she said she couldn't talk back to us, but if she does want to talk back to us, these are the places that we talk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can call us and be a big sister to the Struggle community. You can call our voicemail, drop us some advice, 203-871 1683, and we will play those at the end of our Patreon episodes. They get me every time as I'm editing them. I put the music underneath them. I'm like, stop it. Stop, big sisters. Stop it. It's too good. You can also join us on Patreon via the link in the show notes. Hear from us more often. But more importantly, you can be a part of that Patreon community Facebook group, which I got lost in this morning when I was trying to prepare for the show. They're so fun, and they are running that group, basically. They have a lot of questions. They have advice. I just love that.
I love that group.
If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on the gram. I'm at Kate Ordway.
I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am sometimes, but always hoping to be more, at Mom Struggling Well. So, what will your strategy to struggle well be this week? It is just weird that I've just stopped doing Instagram and I loved it so much. I think what I think is I don't have anything to offer, but I should just offer nothing.
Yeah.
I should just get on there life. And offer whatever.
People like you, just you and whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You overthink it.
I'm overthinking it. It's funny how you get out of the habit, though. Like, I was always in the habit before, and now I'm not. I think, well, I think, oh, I should put that on. And then I think, no way. And then I move on. Okay. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week based on what we talked about? Maybe you make an inside development plan for your joker of a kid who keeps making bad choices. The link to that is in the show notes. Maybe you subscribe, because I don't know why you wouldn't have done that yet, because more problem solves are coming. So make sure you are mash that subscribe button. Just kidding. I'm such a YouTuber. Maybe if you're grieving, put up something that reminds you that you're grieving, and everybody, like a black rose hanging from the ceiling.
Still not a good idea.
Still not a good idea.
We haven't landed yet.
No, nothing. No brooch, no black rose. Okay. Maybe you get that book that Katie just talked about, or maybe you be like Rebecca and you never get it. Ever. Maybe this week you struggle well by just throwing away all the clothes that you don't like that your people have.
Burn them in a fire.
Yeah. But if it's your husband's clothes, maybe have a conversation about it. Anywhoozle, if this show helped you, share it with your friend. Your recommendations mean so much to us, and they help us reach more moms and let them struggle well.
Yep. And on the next main show, we're going to be talking about rhythms and routines. So make sure you're subscribed so you do not miss it.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya. 'Cause we're all in this together. You're just mom struggling well.
So you want to do Gimme Life, Kill Me Softly?
Yeah.
Can we save some of these? Because I feel like there's a lot of really good ones. Maybe this could be like a once a month.
Yeah.
Everybody loves problem solved.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So let's do that.
Okay. More often.
All right. Let's say that then. If we didn't get to your problem, we're saving some and we're going to do it more regularly.
Way to go. You really said that well. Is it just me that when people say regular, I just think of pooping? Is that me being a nurse?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when people say that was so impactful. We're impacting. Ew. That's all I can think of is like constipation.
Get out the plastic spoon. We got to get that problem solved.
Sorry.
Too nursey. My bad.
Well, what do? You get it out with the plastic spoon, or you cut it up in the toilet with the plastic spoon? Like, where does the plastic spoon come in?
If you're impacted, it's literally not coming out. And so you've got to manually remove it.
With the actual spoon?
Well, that's just the first thing I thought of. I mean, there's probably an actual tool, or you just put gloves on and you just enter in, you know what I mean?
I feel like a plastic spoon would break off inside, like hard ice cream.
Or it's just your hard ice cream, yeah.
And those plastic spoons, like if you get the cheap ones, they're like really sharp.
Splintery.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think the moral of this story is make sure you have a lot of fiber in your diet.
Word. I wrote at the end of this, not on the same page. I don't know who's not on the same page. If I was supposed to say something about not being on the same page, someone's not on the same page. Are we not on the same page? I had a thought about it, and it might have been about you.